So there was a report. Adam Schefter reported teams are going to try to trade for Mike Tomlin. And Jay Glazer reported teams are going to try to trade for Kevin O'Connell, who only has 1 year left in Minnesota. Mm. Would you want to use a top pick? Because I think it would cost a lot.
Yeah, yes. Here's my trade for Mike Tomlin.
Go.
Okay?
Yeah.
I will give them the number one pick this year and Sauce Gardner. Let's go.
Wow.
I mean, Tomlin is that good. You get a coach that changes
Tomlin
everything.
If I could have Peaky, if there was one guy, you said, Joe, anybody, doesn't matter if he's coaching now, whatever, give me one guy you want coaching your team, it's Mike Tomlin. If I saw him on the side, I mean, he's a killer. I mean, my God.
Well, he's also
he's got
such
that
a good
look.
Teacher. Yeah,
I mean, he'd be
teacher.
Kicking everybody's rear end.
Right.
Oh my God! And I think he'd want Rodgers too because he'd want to win, right? I mean, if Rodgers is much better than Russell Wilson. Let's be honest about it. I think he would take Rodgers in a second to be the quarterback.
What about O'Connell? Would you move Helen high water to get him?
I like O'Connell, but here's my worry with O'Connell. What I said before, he's coming directly from another team, and he's not Mike Tomlin.
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin's the exception to every rule that there is, in my mind.
Yeah. No, I mean, I
let me say this.
Yeah.
The Steelers are not. You have to be nuts. And I understand they're ending the year on a four-game losing streak. I get it. You have to be nuts to let Mike Tomlin go.
No, I agree with you, but it seems like Steeler fans, because they haven't won anything in a while.
With Steeler fans is they're an entitled group. You know, they don't know what it is to suck. Okay?
I think they're also, you're right. They don't at all because they've never had it.
Right.
I mean, literally,
right.
It's been 32 years.
Right.
Since they've sucked or in any capacity.
32. I think more like 1970 was the last time. Chuck Knoll's first year, they won one game. I think that's the last time.
It's kind of right.
Sucked.
The consistency goes so long.
Well, I know Tomlin never had a losing season. And
I don't think Cowher did. He might have had an 8. He might have had a 500.
Yeah, it was like a barely a losing season. So he was 14 years. Tom was like 18 years. It's been over 30 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think the issue in Pittsburgh is that they want the playoff wins, and there just hasn't been a ton of playoff wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in 8 years now.
It's been a while. Is it that long without
playing? Yeah. And I think he's only won like three or four in his career.
Well, he's won one Super Bowl. He's been to two. And that, of course, that was with Roethlisberger. So
right, but he lost that one, so that would be two.
He lost to the Packers.
He's lost five consecutive playoff games. The last playoff game they won was all the way back in 2016.
And how many playoff wins does he have in his career?
Let me see.
He's always in the playoffs.
Always. He's 8-10 in his postseason career.
Right.
8-10. A lot of them early, though.
Right.
I mean, because remember, they got to as you talked about, two Super Bowls in 3 years very early in his career, including one at the hands of us. You know, that AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh, which I still can't get out of my head.
Sub 500 against the best teams in the division.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe, in that I think they'd be crazy to do it, and they're not going to do it. It seems like it's a yearly rumor of, will the Steelers get rid of Mike Tomlin? But, Brian Flores, Mike Vrabel, to me, are the top two guys.
Yep. I'll tell you, I'm down with Rex. I mean, I understand Rex, and the media hates him, which makes me like him even more. You know, even my guy, Mark Canizaro, who I love, wrote a negative column about him. You know, Mushnick wrote a negative column about him, but Mushnick doesn't like anybody. But, he really doesn't. But whatever. Rex wants to be here. Rex wants to coach our team. He's got a major chip on his shoulder. There's no doubt about that. He's got a lot to prove. He's learned a lot over the years he has not been around. He should not have taken the Buffalo job. We talk about that, going right from one team to another generally never works out.
First of all, I love Rex. Rex is always going to have a warm spot in my heart. Right. He's one of the best coaches of my lifetime. So I love Rex Ryan.
It's not the.
I'm just concerned that it's actually going to work. And you mentioned him getting better. Since the Buffalo job ended, he's just been in TV. Like, has he gotten better?
So
they
interviewed Lewis Riddick to be the GM, who I like, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's in TV. I like Lewis Riddick a lot.
Yeah. I think is a little different because
a little bit.
You're not building, you don't have to build your staff the same type of way.
Right.
You probably can use a lot of the existing infrastructure.
I want a guy that's going to kick tail. I really do.
Right.
I want that guy. I don't want some, like I said, somebody mentioned to me Cliff Kingsbury. You got to be out of your mind. Cliff Kingsbury.
Right.
Let him stay in Washington. He looks good with Jaden Daniels as his
He may end up having the two rookies of the year.
Yeah, well.
Because Kyler Murray won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Now Jaden Daniels looks like he's going to. So,
yeah,
I mean,
he should. He should.
Yeah, but
good
I think
for his resume.
I think he's a good offensive mind as a head coach, as a head guy. I don't know.
No, I don't. I mean, he'll get another shot at some point.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to take some time to rehabilitate.
How do you think this?
He's soft. You know, Kingsbury, I look at him, he's very soft. And we don't need any more softness on the sideline.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right in that, you know, sometimes this happens in baseball where, like, you have this soft personality, then you want a hard ass, then you go soft, and you want a hard ass. It seems like the Jet coaches have been soft for years now.
Yeah.
Too much of this. Too much
of
just getting away with garbage. Who cares if the players love you? Like, at some point, results matter. At some point, I don't
want to
see
the... No, you don't want the players to love you. You want the players to respect you.
Right.
Okay? You don't want them to love you. You want them to respect you.
Right.
And you want them to bust their rear end for you. That's what you want.
Yeah. Who do you think ends up being the guy? Like, if you had to guess right now, does it send badly like it did when they hired Adam Gase, or do you think they actually do the right thing here?
I mean, I don't have a lot of confidence in Woody Johnson. I mean, I just don't. I mean, I just think he's going to do something stupid. I mean, what else would make me think anything differently, bro? You know? I mean, I just do. I'm glad this is the first I've heard that they're actually interviewing Flores, which I'm happy about. Now, can you interview these guys now or you can't? Can you do virtual?
I think you can for if they're off this week. So it's only.
But Minnesota's playing.
So Minnesota
off.
Won't be.
Right. You could interview Glenn, I guess.
Glenn, yes, because they have a bye week. But again, we were talking about this before the show. It's so convoluted the NFL process to find these head coaches, because most of the best ones are still involved in a team. Like, how do you take their focus away
from... You're right. There's one other name I have to... Well, a couple of things. First of all, I do have to clarify, I've been given information that Brian Costello is saying he never said Nagy should coach the team or wants him. He said that's his prediction. His prediction is Matt Nagy.
Thank you, Brian. Brian, thank you so much.
Brian. Now...
Brian wants to see the Jets lose in perpetuity. Let's be honest about it.
I hope not. I don't think
so. You hope not.
Doesn't he want to cover bad teams? Doesn't he want to cover good teams?
Yeah, he wants stories. It's more of a story. You know, let's kick Rodgers out of town. You know, Woody's a buffoon. I mean, of course.
Well,
I love that.
I'll give you one other name.
Give me the butt fumble, you know?
The most overrated moment in sports history, but whatever. One other name I have to mention to you, because his contract runs out in a few weeks, and the Chicago Bears, according to Sean, you just read this?
Yeah, according to Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter. The Chicago Bears have requested to interview this guy, Mike McCarthy.
I like Mike McCarthy. I do, even though he's coming from... And now, first of all, Dallas hasn't fired him yet. Are they firing him?
Well, no, his contract is up.
Oh, his contract's up.
But I read this the other day, and it didn't make sense, but then I realized what it meant. The Cowboys have exclusive rights to negotiate until, I want to say, like February 14th or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's January 14th.
So, it's got to be January, because if it was February, it would screw McCarthy out of taking another job.
So January 14th, he can, until 14th, he can only talk to the Cowboys. And at first, it didn't make sense to me. But it makes sense.
It's January 14th. Okay.
It's so that if he wants to leave... Like, if he's like, all right, Jerry, I love you, dude. Thanks for the opportunity, but you're crazy as hell. I'm out of here. The Cowboys have the exclusive right to negotiate with him until the 14th.
But he's got more power than even Dallas now, because, Joe, if Mike McCarthy wants to leave, he can just leave.
Yeah.
He'd
just sign with the Jets if he
wants. To the 14th, though.
I like McCarthy. I think McCarthy's definitely... I know he had issues with Rodgers in the old days.
Did you answer? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in with McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you one other guy.
Yes.
That I would be in for. Okay, and I haven't heard his name with the Jets or anything like that. Pete Carroll.
Mm. Are you concerned that he may be here for just a couple of years because he's an older guy? I don't know if he's going to coach for the next 10 years.
Well,
How many years is he going to be around?
Win for me. If he wins, he can leave.
Goes without saying.
You know what I mean? I do like Pete Carroll. I know he did coach the team, you know, back in 1990, all the way back in 1994, and that was a disaster, only the 1 year. But you can't go by that. I wouldn't be against Pete Carroll. But I am very intrigued by Mike McCarthy. Yes, I do like – he should have been the coach when they hired Gase.
I know.
That was a massive mistake that they made there. You know, Peyton Manning got involved. Please, please. I don't want anybody from another team that could care less about the Jets getting involved in deciding who the coach is. I'm definitely down with McCarthy, yes.
It'll be an interesting couple of weeks to see where this goes. Joe, we appreciate
it. One more thing before I let you go.
Of course.
What's the story with Pete? Is he coming back to
us? Here's the story with Pete. All right, here's what I think is going to happen.
Go ahead.
I think we're going to have to wait a long time.
You think so?
I think there's a standoff.
It's a February thing?
I think there's a March thing.
Oh, wow. March?
Yeah. I think this is going to happen. I think this is exactly what happened last year with the other Boris clients. Boris and Pete want 5 years or six years or whatever they're wanting.
Right.
The Mets are not even close to that, and no one else is.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Well,
even
the Mets offered him 3 years and 90, didn't they?
That's a report. I don't even know if that's true, but yeah, they've offered him short term deals, which I think they're going to offer him continuously. I don't think there's a market for him. So the Mets aren't just going to give in because why do they? There's no market for him. And I think what's eventually going to happen, and it's going to be frustrating because who the hell wants to sit around for 3 months waiting for this?
Well, and as good as that deal sounds, because it's over his AAV that I think he's worth. At $30 million a year, who wants to be a free agent at 31?
Right.
Or, 33.
Well, I think it's going to be an opt-out after year one.
Right.